This is Word Fountain Christian Ministries. You are listening to a message from a guest pastor. Be blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, please. You can sit down. It's okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is faithful. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for inviting me. Pastor Clara said she won't be able to come. So thank you. And the woman leader? Oh, God bless you, man. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I love the theme of the year. God is our refuge and strength. And this month, this is the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. And I just want to sing one of my favorite hymns. I know you've sang it so many times, I'm sure. Rock of Ages, clap, yeah? Is it okay to sing it together? Yes, hallelujah. Let's sing that song. Because it's indeed our rock. It's our fortress. It's our everything. Hallelujah. Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I'm sure you will agree with me that if there's any time we need to hide ourselves under the rock which is Jesus, it's now. Everything is up against us, up against the Christian faith, up against our children, up against our home. If there's any time we need to run to the rock, our salvation, it is now. It is now, and we run to him with all our strength, all our might, and everything that we have. We don't run half-heartedly. We don't run 10%. We run 100% because he's the only one who is able to deliver. He's the only one who is able to keep us from stumbling. He's our Father and our all in all. I'm so excited, and I just want to encourage you, whatever you do, don't let go of him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's more than able. He's our rock. You may be seated. God bless you. Pastor Dupe said I should introduce myself. I'm a child of God. My name is Victoria. I love Jesus. If you don't know, yes, you know now. I talk a lot. You may have discovered from the last time I was here. Yeah. Anyway, I've got three children. I'm married with three children. I lead Abigail Outreach Ministry, and I serve in Chatham Evangelical. I consult for Cinnamon Network, which is an organization that helps churches to be relevant in their community by helping them to start community-based projects. And that's my daughter, my baby girl. She's the only girl. She's Motunrayo. Her life reminds me of the joy that the Lord promised to bring. Every day I speak joy into her life. No matter what I see joy, I see goodness, I see kindness. I see the power and the revelation of who Jesus is. Hallelujah. So that's Motunrayo. My firstborn is Ayotunde and my Tobiloba. So I'm glad to be here today. I bring greetings from everyone. My children, my husband who is moved back to Nigeria. Enjoying the sun. Isn't God faithful to us? Amen. You know, even the sun is celebrating Mother's Day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise. The sun is celebrating Mother's Day. Hallelujah. The sun is wishing us happy Mother's Day and is shining on us. Glory. Hallelujah. Don't be jealous, man. You know, praise God. Yes, thank you, ma. Your day will soon come. We pray that you will have sun on your day as well. Amen. If you are nice to the women, we'll pray that sun will shine. Hallelujah. Women are powerful, you know. When we kneel down, you should be worried. Hallelujah. But we have women here who changes circumstances through the power of prayer. Hallelujah. We have women who is more than able to change situation. I love Jesus, and I love what God is doing in our life. Without him, we are less than zero. We are nothing, absolutely nothing. He's our God. And I'm going to read them Psalm 46. I know this is a word-based church. And as I was getting ready this morning, the Holy Spirit just spoke this word over me. And I just want to speak it over, which is Psalm 1. It didn't say you're like a tree. It said, Victoria, you are a tree. Hallelujah. Yeah. You are a tree. So I want to speak it over you. It says, you are a tree that is planted by the rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. You bring forth your fruit in season. Your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever you lay your hands upon, you prosper. I thought somebody would be excited about that word. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say it to your neighbor. You are a tree. You are planted by the rivers of living water. You bring forth your fruit in season. Your leaf will not wither. Whatsoever you do, you prosper in it. It is not my word, it's the word of God. Whatsoever you do, you prosper in it. You bring forth your fruit in season. You will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. You know, I was battling and the word just came to me and it just really excites me. When the Holy Spirit said, I'm a tree. Hallelujah. Planted is a promise that I will continue to flow in the rivers of living water, bringing forth my fruit in season. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon, I will continue to prosper in the name of. In raising our children, you will prosper. In raising the giant that the Lord has given you, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. You will not fail God. Hallelujah. Because we must remember those children, God gave them to us, as a steward. You will not fail in raising your children in the name of Jesus. Your decision, your choices, your direction, your instruction will not lead your children astray in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause you to be a prophetic mother who will speak life over your children. You will change circumstances over your children. You will speak the future over your children. You will speak the purpose of God over your children. You will change situation over your children. You will redirect the course of your children by word that you will speak. You will know the counsel of God for your children, and you pray until it happens in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are a tree planted by the rivers of living water. I am a tree planted by the rivers of living water. I bring forth my fruit in season. The Lord is pleased with me. Tell you what, the Lord is pleased with me. He is pleased with me. Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy wants to make us angry, guilty. By somebody say, yeah, make you guilty by the things we've done or haven't done. Oh, you should have done this. You should be praying more. But guess what? God said, I'm pleased with you. Amen. The Lord is pleased with you. Amen. Amen. The Lord is pleased with you. God, Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roll and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling, there is a river whose streams, hallelujah, make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Number 5 says, for God is in the midst of her. Hallelujah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. I don't know what you're struggling with today. God will help you at the break of dawn. I don't know what your struggle is over your children. God will help you at the break of dawn. For the Bible said, the Lord is in the midst of her. Hallelujah. He will never leave nor forsake you. God will reveal himself to you every day as Emmanuel. The God that is with you, always with you, in the dungeon is there, in the pit is there, in the wilderness is there, even at the uprise is there. God is everywhere, forever with you. Hallelujah. The Lord is in the midst of her. He will never fail you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The theme of my message today is really prophetic mothering. I just feel the Lord wants me to remind mothers how to mother prophetically. How to mother our children prophetically. Because sometimes, mothering is something that we don't learn. Every child comes with a different package. Every child comes with a different attitude, with a different you know, issues, that no matter what manual that you've read about parenting, it may not be applicable to that particular child because they're so different. Hallelujah. But God wants me to remind you today that those children, according to Psalm 127, they said their arrow, as arrow is in the hands of a mighty man, so are those children in our hand, in your hands. So those children, they're like arrow. There is a specific target that God created every child for. And God is counting on us as mothers to identify those targets. Amen. Hallelujah. You must identify the target and position those children in line with the target that God wants to send them. Hallelujah. And in every decision we make, from where we live, how we live, who we marry, what we do, everything that we do will decide and determine where the arrow we eat. Hallelujah. And that is why as children of God, we must be resolute and determined to find out what is God saying concerning this child. Hallelujah. You must know what God is saying concerning your child. You must know what God is saying concerning that child. And God will always answer us. Hallelujah. God is calling us as mothers. He wants to reveal the secret things of the children to us. When we know it, we'll know how not to worry. Hallelujah. When we know what God is saying over that particular child, you will know not to worry. You will know that this child is an arrow that will eat the target. No matter where it goes, hallelujah, it will eat the target. Hallelujah. Because God already said it. And you're holding on to that word concerning your children. Hallelujah. We're going to use Jochebed as a case study. You all know the story. I'm sure this woman will never know that they will talk about her so much in her lifetime when she was doing what she did. Hallelujah. The same way the new Bible is being written about you and I. What would they put there? Hallelujah. What would they put there? Amen. You know, she's one of my favorite characters in the Bible, you know, because, you know, what she did, you know, says a lot about what God expects us to do as a mother. You know, he's the mother of Moses. We all know the story in Exodus 2. Let's read it briefly, and then I'll continue. What we are talking about, prophetic parenting. Hallelujah. And a man of the house, so before then, we all know in Exodus 1, there was a decree that was passed about the Israelites, you know, the children of Israel to be killed, you know, by Pharaoh. He was being intimidated by their multitude and the fact that there were many of them, their increase. And, you know, he said, you know, they should be, you know, killing them. But then God had already positioned two midwives. Hallelujah. You know, in every situation that we go through as children of God, there is a divine positioning. You know, so we should not, once we are hid under the rock, you know, we just have to leave everything to him and pray. Because whoever must touch you must touch the rock first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If they can't get the rock, they can't get you. Hallelujah. Mommy, they can't get you. They have to get the rock first. The rock is Jesus. If they can't get the rock, they can't get you. Hallelujah. We must know who we are serving. Hallelujah. We must trust the person we're serving. You know, the Bible says we are hid. Our life is hid in Christ. Hallelujah. So God already knows what was going to happen. He knows that there is going to be a deliverer that will be born into the household of Jochebed. So the law, you know, it doesn't matter what the law will be at that time. God already positioned. You know, sometimes we pray this prayer. Lord, when they are in labor, we always say, let the labor be like the Hebrew women. You know, we don't know. It was a lie. You understand? Have you, mommy? It was a lie. The Hebrew women lied to cover, you know, those midwives lied to cover, you know, for the Hebrew that they are so strong. Before they came, you know, they deliver. So we use it as prayer point. Lord, anybody in labor, Lord, let their delivery be like the Hebrew women. But, you know, it's in the Bible, so we can declare what we want. Hallelujah. But that particular story was a lie to cover up. But it's all about God positioning people, you know, for our destiny. Hallelujah. For every child that you're giving birth to. You know, Job said in Job 42 verse 2 that God, I know you can do everything, and your purpose is your purpose is eternal and it cannot be thwarted. Hallelujah. So whatever God has said concerning your child, as long as you are hid under the rock, nothing can tamper with the purpose of God for your life and that of your children. Hallelujah. So that decree already was sent out, and God already positioned this wonderful midwife in chapter 1 of Exodus. Amen. So God positioned them, they did what they had to do, and even the Lord blessed them for what they did. Hallelujah. So you know that this was divine positioning. They did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord honored them. Hallelujah. The Lord honored them. And that decision that they made was a decision that was already planned, and it helped, you know, when Jochebed gave birth to Moses. You know, that decision really helped for him to be preserved. You see, God is a master planner. Hallelujah. You know, you can't confuse him. He's not confused about your tears. He's not confused about your tomorrow. I always tell people, God is not intimidated by your tears. If you need to cry, cry. You know, whether you cry or you don't cry, the purpose of God for your life cannot be thwarted. Hallelujah. We must remember from today that they have to get Jesus first before you get your child. If they can't get Jesus, they can't get him. Hallelujah. If any sickness cannot get Jesus, hallelujah. The Bible, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Even in the grave, he is Lord. Amen. So if they can't get him, they can't get you. They can't get your womb. They can't get your marriage. They can't get your body. They can't get your finance. They can't get your children. Amen. Because they have to get the rock first. Amen. And you are hid under the rock. Amen.
Amen.
So that was, you know, that's the, you know, the story. So the midwife preserved him. And then in verse 2, chapter 2, verse 2. So the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him for 3 months. When we look at our child, what do we see? What do we see? Do you see a beautiful child? Or do you see trouble too? Hallelujah. You know, there's trouble too. You know, you too, you agree with them. Trouble too, you know. You know what they call them, trouble too. I don't have trouble too. The Lord will not give us trouble too in the name of Jesus. Because words are powerful. Don't join them to declare things that God has not said concerning your child. And then the child will start giving trouble. And say, this child, Awala is too much. But you just called him trouble too. Yeah, we don't have trouble too in our nation. In that church, no trouble too. All our tools, they are blessed. They are energetic. They are perfect. They are kingdom-minded children in the name of Jesus. They are giants. They are Moses of our time, being raised for such a time as this, to deliver and to bring forth the Gentiles to the kingdom of God. So what do we have? Blessed 2, blessed 3, blessed 4, blessed teenager. Hallelujah. And I declare today that our children will not be numbered amongst negative statistics of this world in the name of Jesus. No matter what they say, 1 in 5 black children, 1 in 10 green children, 1 in 10 single parent, whatever the statistics be, we will not partake in it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If Moses can miss that decree, your children will miss every evil deed of the world in the name of Jesus. If Moses can miss it, hallelujah. If Moses can thrive and survive in that wicked environment, your child will survive and prosper in this environment in the mighty name of Jesus. No decree of the pharaohs of this world would have fed the godly giant that we are raising in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the woman conceived and bore a child. She hid him for 3 months. Remember, prophetic parenting, she saw something. Our ears as mother is to see. We're to see beyond, to see the purpose of God, to see what God sees concerning our children. Hallelujah. When we see, we confess. No matter what we see physically, we see what the Lord is showing us spiritually. Amen. And we hold on to the promise of God concerning that child. Hallelujah. Amen. When I gave birth to my daughter, there were so many, you know, reports concerning her. You know, there were some, they said she would not speak. You know, they said she would not be able to do. You know, now she speaks. Her language is clear. You know, there was a time they wanted to stop her monthly, you know, to stop her from having normal period. I said, don't worry, we will survive. The doctor looked at me and I said, you have no idea what you are getting yourself involved in. You know, and I really didn't have idea, but I have idea. I have a God that is dependable. Hallelujah. I didn't have an idea, but I knew I was serving a God who have an idea of everything. And that settled it for me. Hallelujah. You know, it was right. I didn't have an idea what I was getting myself involved in. I didn't have an idea that we'll go to Morrison and then she will roll on the floor and everybody will be looking at us and I won't know what to do. Hallelujah. But I have an idea of a God who can heal. Hallelujah. And that's my testimony. And when I look at her, I see joy. When I look at her, I see a child that will graduate, that will marry. Hallelujah. I have received dowry already from my husband in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. And it will happen. Hallelujah. It will happen. Because when I see a fine child. Hallelujah. I see a complete masterpiece. You know, the Bible says you are my masterpiece, created for good works. When I look at it, I see a masterpiece, created for good work. No matter what your children is doing right now, when you look at them, you see a masterpiece. Whatever the report is from the doctor, you see a masterpiece. Whatever they are saying to you, you see a masterpiece. Hallelujah. Masterpiece, complete artwork. God already completed it. Whatever report the doctor is saying, masterpiece. Hallelujah. Remember, you are a prophetic mother. You speak life. You speak situation. You speak what God is saying over your children. And the Lord, who is able to reward your faith, will reward you in the mighty name of Jesus. What do you see? Masterpiece. Hallelujah. Amen. You're following me. I love that. I see masterpiece. Amen. So when I look around at all those wonderful children today, I see presidents. Yeah, hallelujah. I see future leaders. Amen. I see children that will deliver. I see pastors. I see ministers of the gospel. Those that will go into the dungeon and bring out, you know, unsaved and say, you must know this Jesus that we're serving. I see leaders of tomorrow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I see. So, amen. Jochebed saw that the child was a fine child. And because she saw, you see, you have to see first to make the right decision. If you don't see, you can't make the right decision. Hallelujah. She was envisioned to see. The Bible did not tell her what she saw. She just saw a fine child. Whatever else she saw after that, she just saw a fine child. Said, this child is too beautiful to give away. Do you understand? There is more. This child must be a deliverer. This child must have a purpose on earth. This child, I can't give this child away. She saw a fine child, and she took risk for a fine child. Hallelujah. God is calling us as prophetic mother today to learn to take risk on behalf of our children. Take risk. If you have to change environment because of your children, change environment. Hallelujah. If you have to change environment because of your children, change environment. It's about positioning, man. Positioning for greatness. Hallelujah. We must position our children for greatness. Hallelujah. When it was time for Jochebed to release Moses, she was strategic about it as well. She didn't just release. She released strategically. Hallelujah. Amen. We must learn when to release strategically. Hallelujah. We release strategically, and the Lord will help us. Remember, we are prophetic mothers, and we must raise these children according to the will and the counsel of God. The Bible says in verse 3, but when she could no longer hide him, hallelujah. There comes a time after, you know, we preserve those children. Mommy, we protect them. We nurture them as long as you've done your bit. As long as you have instilled that word in them, that good virtue. When I came to England, you know, when people tell me to do certain things, you know, over 25 years ago, I remember what our parents used to say, remember the daughter will not tell me anything, was she? And I would just walk away. This thing, no, it's not for me. You understand? And the other thing, Oru Kore, Oda Juwura and Fadaka, that a good name is better than silver and gold. Because people, you know, everybody does it, you know, and I remember my mommy's voice, remember. Because every time, when I was going to university in Nigeria, that's what they would say, now that you're going, remember the daughter of whom you are. That's what they say, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, wherever your children is in this world, they will remember the word of life that you have spoken over them. And all their decisions, the Bible says they will hear clearly, this is the way, walk in it. The voice of another, they will not hear. I declare that over my son every time she's in university, and I say, are you today? You know, you are the sheep of the Lord. You hear the voice of the Lord. You are taught of the Lord, and great is your peace. In the voice of another, you will not hear. You know, one day you called me and said, Mommy, I'm sure you've been praying for me. I said, do I have another job? That's number one job title. Pray for your children. And number two, pray for your children. Number three, too, pray for your children. You know, it's my job title. I said, why did you say that? I said, and then he told me what's been going on. And every time, you know, he's about to be in a place where there's an attack, you know, he's either he's just left 5 minutes or he decided not to go out. You know, there was a ghastly accident that two of his friends died, you know, and he was meant to go with them. Wow. So is that he would decide last minute, Momo is too lower it, is that he would decide last minute that he's not going, or he would have just left before the problem starts. You understand? And he said, Mommy, I'm sure you've been praying. I said, listen, I'm praying, but you also need to pray for yourself. She said, I pray, but you know, I just know. You know when you just know that your mom has been praying for you? I said, thank God, hallelujah. Our children must know that we're praying for them. Amen. Hallelujah. And they must know to call us when they are in trouble. But above all, they must also know how to pray. Because they have seen you pray. And they have seen you share the testimony of answered prayer. You know, and that's why we must, that's how we show them to know this Jesus, by telling them what Jesus has done for you, by telling them how this rock has helped you. A lot of time when we were growing up, our parents didn't tell us much. You just follow them to church, and that is, and you have your own testimony. You don't know how God has delivered, but here, you know, I tell my children, if we're believing God for £1,000, and I don't have it today, I say the Lord will provide. Amen. And when the Lord provide, they see that the Lord has provided. What does that teach them? It teach them how to depend on God. Yes. It teach them that God answers prayer. It teach them that God is reliable and is always on time. And whatever they need, whether I'm there or not, to call unto him and he will answer them. Hallelujah. We must teach our children how to hear the voice of God. And we must make the right decision at all times. Hallelujah. When the Bible says when it was time, she could no longer hide him. You know, she could no longer hide Moses. What did she have to do? She released him strategically. She released Moses. And the same way, sometimes our biblical call with our children, we don't know how to cut it off. There is a time where we have to cut it and release them. When they marry, we're still tied to the cord, especially mother-in-law. Every woman pray that we have a good mother-in-law. I don't know why. What is it about mother-in-law that the Lord did not settle from? You know, what is it about mother-in-law? You know, so you are good mother-in-law in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. I remember one of my friends, they used to be, when she married, she doesn't want a man that we have mother. I said, what kind of prayer? because she grew up seeing her grandma, her mom suffer, you know, from the hand of the mother-in-law. So she didn't want to marry. She wants to marry a man that doesn't have a mother. You understand? And I'm like, okay, would you like somebody to pray for regarding you too, that when they want to marry your son, that the son will not? I know. I said, so don't pray wicked prayer. You know, just pray that God will give you a man that will love you and have the fear of God and treat you right. Don't pray for a man that will not have a mother. If every woman pray for a man that doesn't have a mother, you know, we all not be alive, would we? And the Lord said, will not labor in vain. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. So we must learn how to release our children at the right time. We must learn to sleep, knowing that the rock is watching over them. You know, you are not omnipresent. You can't be in 100 places at the same time. All you can do is to continue to prophesy the kingdom of God, the peace of God, the joy of God over their life. That wherever they are, that they will remember the word of God that has been spoken over them. And the thing about the word of God is it bears fruits. Hallelujah. It does bear fruit. It bear fruit. It doesn't matter it's 100 years. The Bible says, as the rain comes down and it does not go back to it, so shall my word that proceeded out of my mouth, they shall accomplish that which I have sent it to do. Whether it's 20 years, it will be accomplished. Whether it is 5 years, it will be accomplished. Whether it is 10 years, it will be accomplished. As long as the word of God, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Sometimes God just wants to teach us endurance, you know, by teaching us to wait. But if it's the word of God, it will come to pass. Sometimes we just lose hope. We lose hope too early. We lose hope too early. We must learn to hold on to the promises of God concerning our life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So who is a prophetic parent? A prophetic parent, a prophetic mother is the art of partnering with God to raise your children. You partner with God, with the Holy Spirit. It is knowing the will of the Father concerning that child. You know, guiding, protecting, preserving, releasing them to fulfill God's ordained purpose for their lives. Hallelujah. It is knowing that the cleft of the rock, sweet Jesus, is forever present anywhere they go. Hallelujah. A prophetic mother knows that they are accountable to God. Hallelujah. They are accountable to God. And they have learned to know God to be incredibly sovereign when it comes to the affairs of their children. You pray, you intercede, and you let God intervene. Hallelujah. We will not be like Rebecca who tried to fast track, you know, the word, the promise of God over our children. And then that backfire as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So a prophetic mom is one whose total dependency is on God. She trusts in his word, she fellowships in the spirit, and she holds fast to the confession of her faith, no matter what she sees in the physical. Hallelujah. In the physical, no matter what we see in the physical, we must continue to hold on to the promise of God concerning our life. Moses was a deliverer in the end, wasn't he?
Yes.
But then a deliverer has to first be delivered. How can he deliver when he has not been delivered? Hallelujah. You know, it was all part of his purpose, all part of his calling. When it was time for God to send him back to go and bring out the children of Israel, of course, they would have told him about his story. You know, not just that, he must have seen when he was in the house of Pharaoh, the oppression that they were going through. You know, he understood what it is to be delivered, because he was delivered from death. Hallelujah. So he had to be delivered so that he can also be a deliverer. And whatever God allows us to go through sometime in life is so that we may go out as well, and with the same comfort that we have received, to give the same comfort unto other people. God is not a time waster. He does not waste our time. Whatever he allows us to go through is so that we may also go out there and be a blessing unto others. Hallelujah. When I was going through the journey with my daughter, I looked at her and the Lord said, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plan that I think towards her is a good one. Hallelujah. You know, how do you explain, I know a plan that I think towards her is a good one? You know, and I will cause all things to work together for your good because you love me. And you know, when you look at the situation, you can't see anything good in the physical. Hallelujah. But you just have to see what is good in the spirit realm. Amen. And when it comes to raising our children, sometimes they go off their own way and you start feeling guilty. The enemy will be attacking our mind, making us feel bad, like we're bad mothers. Hallelujah. You know what? God in heaven created all of us. Look how we have turned out. Does that make God a bad father? Does that make God a bad? No, he's a loving father. So the same way, you know, whatever children that we have, whatever way that they turn out, he does not make you a bad mother. You just have to know that you have done all and stand. Our God is loving. He watches over us all the time. He's caring. Wherever our children go, so he's there to look after them. He's a rock that never fails. The righteous run into him and they are saved. Hallelujah. Wherever they are, when they run unto the name of the Lord, they will be delivered in the name of Jesus. No attack of the enemy will come near them. You know, don't you see that? You know, the importance of a woman. When God was dealing with all those women, when children in the Bible who are to fulfill divine purpose, when God wants to talk to them, to reveal what they're going to do, who does he talk to first? The mother, you know, the mother, Samson, you know, the angel went to reveal to the mother first. And then she now went to tell the father. And the father said, well, this man that you said came to see you, he must come again. And he came again. Hallelujah. So maybe the Lord has visited you once and you need him to come again. I want to prophesy into your life that he will come again. Hallelujah. He will come again. He said, this thing that you're saying about this person that came to see you, I want to see that person to come. Yeah. And then as soon as he said it, the same place where the wife was, the angel came again. And then she ran and meets him. The man that I told you has come again, no? You know? And then she followed him. You know, because even Mary, when Jesus was about to come, who did the angel go to first? The mother. Hallelujah, the mother. God always trusts us first to bring forth divine purpose. You know, because he knows. You know, Rebecca, who did he talk to? Rebecca, the mother, you know. So the same way, when God wants to bring out divine children that are powerful and wonderful, he will talk to you about them. And a lot of that, God is always talking to us about our children. It's whether or not we are listening, you know, that is another thing. Hallelujah. I don't know what prompted you, Ma, to send your daughter to come and study here. You were hearing well.
Amen.
Because you were seeing further. And the Lord gave you the grace. Yeah, hallelujah. And that's what God does. There's something about positioning our children for greatness. Hallelujah. And people say, it doesn't matter where people live. You know, it doesn't matter. How do they say it? You know, when people want to excuse their laziness and their ignorance, yeah, they say things that, oh, it doesn't matter where people live. It's God that matters. God will watch over them wherever. It does matter sometimes. If God is prompting you to remove your child from a particular environment because of where he wants them to go to and what he wants to position them to do. Do not hesitate. Do it. Hallelujah. Do not say. And I had to do that as well. I had to move. We're in London for over 12 years. And I felt it is time to move from that location because of the children. We went to Kent, you know. We didn't know anybody there. We didn't have any idea. But because I wanted them to go to a particular school, and I moved them there. Not just that. That actually helped a lot in terms of who they mingle with, you know, what they did. So there's something about, we know, location and positioning your children with the right people and the right environment. Hallelujah. So let no man make you feel bad whether you have decided to go and move to a particular environment because of your children. Remain a prophetic mother. Whatever you hear, follow. And the Lord will back up your faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so Jochebed's decision to preserve and to watch over, to preserve Moses. Yeah, preserve made him to be alive today, and we're reading about Moses today because she saw a fine child. I don't know what you're seeing in your child. I don't know what they are showing at the moment. That doesn't look like that thing that you saw. It doesn't matter. Their purpose cannot be thwarted. It will come to pass. Just hold on to the word of God concerning them. So our decision is very important, and it says a lot about where our children is going to end. And I pray that as we continue in this journey of mothering, the Lord will give you wisdom. The Lord will direct your course. And as he directs you, you will listen as well in Jesus' mighty name. And I want to talk about another lady in the Bible, Rispa. We probably all know her. Rispa. It's 1 Samuel. 2 Samuel 21. 2 Samuel 21. She married. She was one of the concubines. She wasn't really a proper wife. She was, I don't know what you call them nowadays, friend with benefits. Yeah, young people will understand that. She was a friend with benefits. She was a friend in benefit. She chose to be a friend with benefits, you know. So the story of Rispa, she married, she was one of Saul's concubines. And then in that passage, there was a famine in that land. And David decided to seek the face of the Lord to find out. Well, David prayed, but then he now sent a message to Gibeonite to find out what they can do. God said that the reason why they're suffering, the famine was there, was because Saul has, you know, a lot of the people that he had killed from the Gibeonites, who they are not meant to touch. And then God, the king of Gibeonites told David, this is what they want. They want seven sons of Saul, you know, to avenge, you know, the cost, you know, as a repay, you know, payback for what Saul had done anyway. And guess what? Out of those children, three of those sons happened to be Rispa's children. I'm bringing this out, you know, to remind us how our decision, what we do as a young person, as a married person, who you marry, how you marry, decision that you make, how it can affect even our children in the future. And I pray that for every decision that we make, we will make the right decision by God in the name of Jesus. Because of her craving, I'm sure she had a very good life. She did not expect that Saul was going to die and this was going to happen to her. You know, because when whether you're a friend with benefit to a king or your real wife or concubine, you can't imagine the kind of life that she'll be living at that time when Saul was alive. She would have everything. Maybe she would have bought her a beautiful house somewhere. You know, she'll be riding the latest car, you know, wearing the latest Gucci and all those things, you know, because she was a friend in benefit to the king, you know. All she had to do was go to certain places and say, don't you know me? Saul is my husband. I know Saul. I'm one of Saul's girl. They will give her whatever she wanted. You understand? But she was not thinking about the future because she enjoyed the things of this world. You know, she enjoyed the glamour, the money, the material things. She forgot about eternal value. And I'm just saying that to use as an example, that in all that we do, let's not be too focused on temporal things, on material things, on things that doesn't have any eternal value, at the expense of feeding our children with the food of life, of exposing our children to things that will bring them eternal value. You know, eventually, Rispa, our sons, three of our sons, were one of the three that were given as sacrifice. Hallelujah. Because of her own decision. Because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time, enjoyed the wrong thing temporarily, and then they died permanently. So I pray that our temporary decision in life will not cause us permanent damage over our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And whatever decision that we felt that we have made at the moment, we can still change it by the power of the word. Because, you know, when we come into Christ, the Bible says all things are passed away and everything has now become new. So we are now partakers of the inheritance. We can now have access. You know, not like the Old Testament. You know, the mercy of God is, the Bible says his mercy is new every morning. But you see, in the Old Testament, mercy was discretionary. Abima, the mercy was, the Bible says, I choose to have mercy on whom I have mercy on. But when you come to Jesus, when you have the rock as your covering, that mercy becomes, it's no longer discretionary to remain. Yeah, you are now naturalized into the kingdom. Hallelujah. So when you now come boldly to the throne of grace, you obtain mercy. Hallelujah. To help you in the time of need. Hallelujah. So it's not like, you know, if you've lived in this country for a while, yeah, some of you know discretionary leave to remain. Yeah, that means that you've come in through various doors to enter, you know, and then after many years you have overstayed. So after maybe 14 years or 20 years, I don't know which one they're doing now, you now package everything, package different things, and you send it to the home office. I have been hiding, this is my name, I've lived here, I've got 10 children, I've lived here, I know that. So have mercy upon me. What I know, I've not done things right, but have mercy. So you now package your lawyer package it for you. You send it off, and then you start praying. The prayer warrior in the church, they will be praying on your behalf, so that God will have mercy. So the Secretary of State will look at it, look at all the packaging, you know, bank statements, the school that the children have gone, all those things that we package. They will, because you now live here, they say, okay, we give you discretionary leave to remain. You know, and that was what used to happen then in the Old Testament. God will just look. Esau I hate, Jacob I love. He will just choose one over the other. Yeah, discretionary mercy. He will just go, well, Sister Lagbaja I love, this one I don't love. This one has sinned, I will forgive, but this one, I will use this one to pay for the sin of the other one. You understand? But now, when we have Jesus, when he looks at us, hallelujah, he sees Jesus. He just has to, because that blood speaks for us. Hallelujah. I thought somebody would be excited. It is no longer discretionary. It is naturalization into the kingdom, the citizen. Hallelujah. Whereby you have the same right in the kingdom. That right came by the blood of the Lamb. The rock paid the price so that you can have that right. Hallelujah. So you can now come to the throne of grace boldly, not with your head down. You know, begging or scared, not afraid. You come boldly because you know somebody already paid the price for you. You know that in front of you is a great intercessor interceding on your behalf, then showing the blood to the Father. And then that mercy has to come because Jesus already paid the price. Hallelujah. And the same way, wherever our children go, they will be objects of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. When they are thinking of demoting 100, our children will be singular for favor in the name of Jesus, because they are naturalized into the kingdom and the mercy of God surround them. Goodness and mercy, hallelujah, will follow them all the days of their life in the name of Jesus. When they are looking for those to give scholarship to, the name of your children will come up in the name of Jesus, because they have the mercy of God upon them. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm rounding up now. Praise God. So you are a prophetic parent because you speak life over your children. You change situation by the word of God. You look at every situation and you change it. You know, you guard the life of your children jealously. You know, just like Hannah. You know, Hannah is another woman who, you know, she went to Shiloh for many years and asked for this one child. And said, if you give it to me, I'll give that child back to you. And she got the child. Hallelujah. You know, if it was you and I, would have negotiated with God. Especially when she's been hearing all those bad reports about Ophni and Phineas. She will go before that and say, Lord, you know, sometimes, Christian, we know how to use the word of God against him. We say, Lord, you know, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. You know, you go before the throne of God and say, Lord, Father, let us reason. You know, your word says we should reason together. I know I promised to give you Samuel. That was before I found out about Ophni and Phinehas and their bad behavior. You know, Lord, your word says we should not be unequally yoked with the unbeliever. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to release this boy into that environment. You negotiate with him. Hallelujah. But Anna did not negotiate. Hallelujah. Anna did not negotiate with God. You know, despite the bad environment that she was releasing that child to, she already saw that it was a fine child. She knew that the same God who did not withhold that child from her anymore is more than able to look after that child even in the most rotten situation of the world. And was Samuel preserved in the household of Eli? Because he was a promised child. Hallelujah. Was he preserved? So sometimes as mother, I'm saying this to say, God is our refuge and strength. Yeah, a very present help in time of trouble. Don't look at what is going on around you. The report, the negative report, the situation, what your children are showing at the moment. Look at the rock that is their father. Remember, their life is hid in the rock. They have to get the rock first before they get them. Hallelujah. Motraya, it's too loud. They have to get the rock first before they get them. Hallelujah. And so, Anna learned to release her only child at that time in the environment, very foolish environment, very rotten environment, bad environment, you know, environment that, you know, some of us would never want our children to even get close to, let alone live in. Hallelujah. And that is the same way, you know, because she understood that God, who gave her the child, is more than able to preserve that child. Let us pray. Hallelujah. I don't know what your challenges are over your children at the moment. And I don't know what environment that you feel they have been exposed to that is causing you fear. I want you to go before the Lord and just release that child before the Lord this afternoon. And know that the rock of ages is their father. Nothing can get them. They have to get the rock first before they get to your children. It doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter what Lord they are. Has been passed. It doesn't matter who they're moving with. Be the rock of ages. Is their covering. Is their refuge. Is their refuge. Is their fortress. He watch over them. They dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And they will not fall. They will not compromise. Our children, we cover them with their blood. No matter what they're going through right now, we know, Father, you have them in your hands. You watch over them. We receive grace, O God, to nurture in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, when we give birth to our children, we do naming ceremony. You know, I want us to rededicate those children before the Lord today. I don't know what they have called them. Hallelujah. But you want to call them what God has called them. Hallelujah. I don't know what report God has given to them. Hallelujah. That's why when everybody asks me about the name of my daughter, I say Motunrayo. Because I know I will see joy again. Hallelujah. That is what I call her. Hallelujah. When she goes to school, they call her other things. When they see the condition. But when I see her, I see Motunrayo. Hallelujah. So I want you to picture your daughter, your son, whatever situation, name them what you want to name them. The Bible says that our children, they are the righteousness of God. They flourish like a palm tree. They are taught of the Lord and great is their peace. They are planted by the rivers of living water. They bring forth their fruit in season. In the name of Jesus, our children, they are the light of the world. They are the salt of the earth. In the name of Jesus, they are the city that is planted on the hill. They cannot be healed. In the name of Jesus. Marebo shatakaya baba. Regerebo sadaba. We name you righteous. In the name of Jesus. We name you favor. In the name of Jesus. We name you blessed. In the name of Jesus. We name you joy. In the name of Jesus. Marekebo sotoroba. The Lord delights in you. In the name of Jesus. You are Hephzibah. Marekebo sotoroba. You are not forsaken. You are not rejected. In the name of Jesus. You accepted. Nothing shall hinder your purpose. In the name of Jesus. Wherever your name is being mentioned, my child. Mariba Santaraba. I declare it shall be for signs and wonders. But because the Bible says the children that the Lord has given us, they shall be for signs and wonders. I declare. decree upon you. You have all signs and wonders. Mention the name of your children and declare over them. You have all signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. You have all signs and wonders. Rema senterebo shakayaba. Ibaraba sataraba. Marekekekebo sotoraba. You have all signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. You have all signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mareke bosoto roba shataraba. Imbrandeleke bosataraba shataraba. Redaraba sataraba shekere bababa. Mazetendele bro yika baba sataraba. Yes, Lord. Our children, they are taught of the Lord. And great is their peace. In the name of Jesus. They are the righteousness of God. They are blessed in the city when they go out. They are blessed in the nation when they come in. In the name of Jesus. Their children are blessed. Their children's children are blessed in the name of Jesus. They have the spirit of counsel, they have the spirit of the fear of God, the spirit of wisdom, of understanding in the name of Jesus. The spirit of excellence is evidence in their life. Mareke mason toroba. Our children, let no man trouble them, for they bear upon them the mark of the Lord Jesus, the mark of righteousness, the mark of greatness, their position for good in the name of Jesus. Rendelebo satara bababa. Iba shakarabo. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to pray for the youth of this land. I don't know about you. I do a bit of a prison ministry. And recently, a prison chaplain who was a Jamaican was saying to me that, Victoria, what's going on, man? I said, what? He said, in the 80s and in the 90s, it used to be normal when they go to prison to see Caribbean boys, you know, doing a crime because of the drugs and all that they did at the time. He said, but now it's becoming normal to see Nigerian children in prison. What's going on, man? You know, and that really gripped my heart. It's not about culture. It's not about whether Nigerian or Jamaican, but that was the word that he said to me. But you see, for every of those child that are in the prison, God, Jesus died for them too. Yes. Hallelujah. They belong to a mother. Somebody bled over them during their labor ward. So we're going to decree over those children. We're going to pray for the young people in these children, in this land. We're calling them back to the rock. Hallelujah. We're calling them back to the rock of ages. Let's call them back, that they will come. I mean, a lot of them, they are children of ministers. You know, they are Christian. They are not, a lot of them, they are not unbelievers. They are children of ministers. So we're going to pray and say for every of those children, let's intercede for them and call them back home. Every prodigal come back home. We declare that this one shall come back home. They will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. Every basunta la bakaraba. Every destiny that has been tied down in prison, today, Lord, we stand upon the word of God. And because the Son of God has set them free, we say they are free indeed. They are free from gang culture. They are free from knife culture. They are free from every terrorism mind. They are free from Islamophobic ideas. In the name of Jesus, we declare that these children, they are free because the Son of God has set them free. In Jesus' mighty name. Finally, I'm going. We're going to use this Bible passage to pray together. After Job had gone through everything that he has gone through, he lost everything. The friend accused him that he must have sinned, remember? And then he responded to God by complaining as well. But God, you know I'm clean. You know I've done this. And then God replied him. And then in verse 42, chapter 42, Job 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Hallelujah. You know, the purpose of man can be withheld from them, but the purpose of God cannot be withheld. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want you to pray today over your children. Declare, Lord, I know you can do everything. I know you can do everything. That report that you have received medically, that report that you have received academically over your child, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I know that you can do everything, oh God, because your purpose is eternal. It cannot be withheld from you. The purpose of my son, the purpose of my daughter cannot be withheld. You can do everything. You can turn situation around. You can heal, oh God. You can turn things around for him and for her. All our children, we declare today, We know you can do everything. Over that negative academic report, you can do everything. You can turn it around. Over that medical report, you can do everything. And you can turn things around. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Begin to prophesy over your children. Begin to prophesy over them. I declare, God can do everything. You carry the presence of God. The rock is your father. You know Jesus. You are an evangelist. You know the Lord of God. The Bible says that for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Are you today, Lawrence? You shall serve the Lord. Olato Biloba, you shall serve the Lord. Moturayo, you shall serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, all our children, they shall serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Marekabo Satarababa. Thank you, Lord, for your purpose over these ones shall not be withheld, shall not be thwarted. In the name of Jesus, begin to say every negative word spoken over your children, begin to take it captive right now. In the name of Jesus, Marakaba Shataraba. Every negative word that has been spoken over my children, over any of our children, Lord, we take it captive, we bring it to subjection to the word of God. We declare life over them, and we say that a word that is not of you, it shall not come to pass. Every negative word spoken, whether in school, whether in the hospital, whether by family, whether by friend, anybody that has spoken negatively over our children, we take it captive today, we destroy it, and we speak life over all our children in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just begin to appreciate God. He's my rock. Hallelujah. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we praise your name. We honor you, Father. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. We thank you, Lord, for your word that we have listened to. Lord, we know that your word carries power. Your word is able to be enlarged and expanded. Your word is able to illuminate and bring light. We say the entrance of your word today has brought light to our spirit and our soul. It has broken, oh God, the dividing asunder of our soul and spirit, and the word shall do that which only your word can do in our life. Lord, we declare with our mouth again, we know that you can do everything. We know you can change situation. We know you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You were in our yesterday. You are already in our present. And you are waiting our future, in our tomorrow. You are God all by yourself. Jehovah Shammah, always present. You are the lily of the valley. You are the Son of God, our Redeemer, the Shepherd of our soul, our all in all, our everything, our priority, the one who was and is to come. We honor you today. We thank you. The rock of ages. The rock of ages. The rock of ages. The one that never fail. We give you praise. We hide all our children. All and our everything that you have given us custody over. We bring it under your canopy, the rock. And we know nothing that is hidden under you can ever be destroyed. So that is the confidence that we have. That they have to touch you first before they touch us. And we know they can't touch you. Because even in the grave, you were Lord. You are Lord. You will continue to be Lord over our life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.